All right, and we are live. Wow, the Dow yesterday extended the longest winning streak of the year, but how much longer can it last? Also this morning, we had some unemployment claims that have been reported, and it seems that the market is reacting, so we'll take a look at this. And then, of course, we'll take a look at our current positions. And today, CSIQ, our little buddy, had earnings reported earlier this morning, so we'll take a look at this. And with that said, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark, and today is May 9th, it's Thursday, and in this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. Now, let's take a look at the Dow, Mark. It is still up, up and away for the Dow, and also the other indices.
Yeah, and this morning, quiet start to the day, a little bit indecisive, no clear direction, but the Dow sitting on a 6-day win streak, now trying to make it 7. And after the lackluster start, markets are positive.
Yeah, if you look at the E-mini futures in overnight trading, I mean, they were actually lower. At first, it looked like we would have a lower start. But then right before the open, they basically clawed back some of the losses. And this is not a big one. I mean, we measured it early. It was, what, 0.3% or something like this. So just a quick dip coming back, and then it seems that there are some fireworks today.
Yeah, and I mean, quite a move after the open. The S&P's up 0.3%, 0.4%, but coming off of those lows, pretty decent. And it looks like some investors are taking the unemployment claims this week and thinking that's a possible boost for the Fed to maybe cut sooner. Highest claims reading since August.
Oh, dear Lord. Yeah. And I mean, this is where I must say, like, what the heck? I mean, honestly, I don't know what traders and investors are reading into this. So these unemployment claims, these are the weekly unemployment claims, right? And yes, they're coming in higher than expected. But the main one is the jobs report. However, since the jobs report on Friday came in weaker than expected, this is where, I mean, we heard some Fed members talking this week, Mark, where these Fed members said, well, the full effect of the higher interest rates is yet to come. We know that it is coming. So now the question is it coming? Does this mean winter is coming for the economy?
And you'll probably continue to hear the term soft landing. And, you know, that's what the Fed wants, where the economic activity in the U.S. can slow but not create a recession, but the economy can still be strong and we could get back down to a normal inflation level. But yeah, I mean, the unemployment claims, the weekly claims, it's a little tricky because in a normal market environment, these would barely, you know, be a blip on the radar for traders. But now traders are just trying to grab hold of anything.
It seems this way. And I mean, looking at the Fed Watch tool, also seeing what's happening there. So this is where we see the probabilities that Fed funds traders are factoring in. And nothing has changed here, Mark. I mean, this has been pretty steady since the unemployment report last Friday has been released.
Yeah. Yeah. Factoring in two cuts.
Factoring in two cuts for the year. First one probably coming in September, which I think is reasonable, unless, of course, next week we see a different reading in the CPI data.
And it will be a busy week next week, Marcus, compared to this week anyway.
Yeah, this week is just seems to be a diddling week. Next week we have PPI data on Tuesday, CPI data on Wednesday. And then we also, I thought that Powell is speaking on Tuesday.
Could be something of interest. We'll have to see.
Yeah. And this overall, markets are drifting higher. We see lots of green here. And yesterday, I mean, if you look at this, yesterday the S&P was basically unchanged. And at first it looked like maybe the up move has been stalled, but now it seems to continue. The Nasdaq actually yesterday closing lower than the previous day, but also here resuming. VIX again at super low levels at 13. And also looking at crude oil just diddling around the 78 to 80 mark. So it's just a whole week of not much.
Yeah. Interesting to see VIX up a little bit with the markets higher. Yields coming down a little bit, which would be expected.
Right. So let's take a look at our positions and see what's happening there. And first, let's hop over to WTF positions. Two WTF positions still on COP, ConocoPhillips, where right now we are making another move towards our entry, still trading slightly below. And it seems that tomorrow morning we will still be the shareholder on record entitling us to a dividend of 58 cents. I'll take this one.
Yeah, absolutely. So nice little dividend there. And we'll see if there's also an exit signal tomorrow or in the days to come. But, decent opportunity here.
Yeah. And then we have Dash. Dash yesterday moved lower, bounced back this morning higher, marching towards our entry price here of 116.48. Still a bit lower, but up 1.5% today. I'll take that.
Yeah, that works for me.
All right. Now let's take a look at CSIQ reporting earnings today. And what a move. Look at this bar and the reaction to earnings. It's like, what the heck is happening here?
Yeah, this is interesting because we actually had mixed earnings and the earnings per share. The forecast was that CSIQ would report a loss for the quarter, but they actually had a surprise beat on earnings. Their revenue was lower. Guidance came down a little bit, but we were looking at about a 2% drop at the open. And for me, that was a win. I mean, 2% for CSIQ is a normal day, up or down. And so I thought, you know, this looked pretty good. And Marcus, I know you took a closer look at the numbers altogether and felt that it was a decent quarter for CSIQ.
Yeah, we dissected it this morning with our mastermind member in more detail. Let me just see, where do I have the news? I thought I brought them up this morning. Yeah, here. So I like to look at these news that came out here from Dow Jones Newswires. And this is where, first of all, yes. Oh, I thought that I can, let me just do it this way and see if I can mark it up. Now, only a little bit of it. Okay, so the revenue for the quarter was 20% lower at $1.3 billion, but this is basically what they forecasted, which is good. They also said, okay, for the next quarter, we expect revenue to be between $1.5 and $1.7 billion. That's good news. So this quarter, between at $1.3, next quarter, they're expecting it to rise. However, this is where we also said the anticipated revenue for 2024 will only be $7.3 billion to $8.3 versus $8.5 to $9.5. So that's what you said. Kind of a little bit lowering the guidance, but I mean, they're kind of nailing it in terms of their guidance. If they say, well, I think for this quarter, we come in between 1.2 and $1.4 billion, and they come in at $1.3. That's pretty good. So it seems that overall traders are still trying to figure out, okay, what to make of all of this. This morning in pre-market trading, they were down 6% at some point. Then we opened higher. So this was like, oh, lower guidance doesn't seem to be good. This opening higher was then fueled by, wait a minute, even though the revenue is lower, they're still profitable. Everybody expects them to lose money and they still make money. But wait, the guidance. And then right now, but wait, they actually do seem to have their act together. So this is where right now, CSIQ trying to figure out huge moves here this morning. I said it earlier this morning, I wouldn't be surprised if we have a move of 6 to 8% to the upside today. Right now, we're still down 3%. But I believe that CSIQ can turn positive. So just to look at this move that we had so far, that's a 10% move. That's a 10% move.
Yeah, a lot of movement, and we'll see where we end the day here. Down 3% now, trading around 17. And this is where, of course, I wanted a big jump to the upside, which, you know, that was wishful thinking. But nice to see that we're hanging in there. I know it's down 3%, but we're not seeing this crazy like attack of lows that we had back in April. So I'm watching this one. I would love it to continue to move higher on a pullback. I'm considering adding if it gets if it pulls back a little more.
Yeah, I agree. So still like the company, still have to wait until we're going back up to 27, which is our cost basis. But I mean, with earnings out of the way, we'll see. Maybe CSIQ can just continue the up move that we saw here over the past few days.
Yeah.
All right. NEE, on the other hand, what can stop NEE? So we have our 70 calls expiring tomorrow. I shouldn't call it too early, but I'm calling it. I think we'll get called away. And I don't see us rolling it. I don't think that we have a chance to roll it. And I'm okay with this. I'm okay being done with it.
Yeah. I mean, what a move recently. That's almost kind of a reason to let it go, too, because this move higher has just been crazy. So I don't want to get caught up in something that now goes the other way. But there's no chance to roll for anything that makes sense. So if we stay at these levels, definitely out and done with NEE.
Right. And we know that it won't go up forever. And if you look at some Fibonacci retracement, right? So it is possible that we could fall right back down here. You see the 38.2 retracement would be at 68.77. And I kind of want to avoid that. So this is why, yeah. I mean, we always see that after a move higher, there could be a retracement. So I'm okay with having this getting called away. Yep. I'll get rid of these for now. All right. UPS, on the other hand, UPS, come on, little buddy. Yesterday, having a pretty good day. I mean, opening lower and now higher, but it seems to be stuck right now in this range between 146 and 148. So we're kind of stuck there. We need to break out of this one.
We do. And it looks like it's winding up. It's not going to stay there forever, but let's wind up and break to the upside.
Yeah, because this is where we have a very classic triangle formation here, right? And we know that triangle formations don't last. Eventually, it needs to break out. I agree. This looks like it's going to break out to the upside. A little bit surprised that today we're slightly down with UPS, even though the overall market is up 0.3%. But hey, we have also a dividend payment coming up. And this is also tomorrow, $1.63, which will lower our break even more.
Yeah, that's a tasty little dividend. That one's gonna be nice.
Yeah, 163, super solid. So UPS doesn't seem to be concerned about their business. So they're still issuing the same dividend that they have in the previous quarter. And let's see, before that, $1.62. So they even have raised it by a cent. All right, I'll take this. Well, on this, I mean, we looked at a few trades here this morning. Airbnb reported earnings. I mean, they opened up lower, but I wasn't too interested in this one just because of the what we see here on the quarterly and annual statements. And on this, for me, it's just a bunch of red. It's just one of these weeks. It's a slow week.
Yeah. Yeah. It is, and you know that it's not going to be like that forever, and so I don't need to force anything.
Yeah. I will take another look at the markets here to see what the S&P is doing right now, and maybe there's another opportunity. But, I mean, Mark, it seems that yesterday we had a bit of close call for our jokes, but I feel that you're still in the lead. So I want to give it another shot today. But do you want to start? Yeah. Well, what trader joke do you have for us today?
All right. What's the best argument for trading penny stocks?
They
make a lot of sense.
Now, you have the trader jokes. I have the dad jokes. So, what do you call a polar bear in the jungle?
I don't know. What do you?
Lost.
Okay. We might have another draw today.
All right.
We might have another.
What do you guys think?
Today.
Leave a comment. Which one was better? Mark's trader joke? I kind of like it. I mean, that was a good one, but also like mine. All right. Let us know. I really appreciate all this, the comments that you're leaving. Okay. Looking at the S&P 500, look at this. Still making highs here. I mean, trading at highs of the day, now up 0.4%. NASDAQ up 0.26%. Dow Jones up 0.5%. VIX slightly up, but I mean, trading at super low levels at 13.
Yeah. Yeah. No. And let's see. We're gonna start moving. Are we gonna attack all time highs, or are we gonna get another pullback? We'll have to see.
Yeah, not yet. I do believe though that today will stay up above 5,200. I think this is the line in the sand today that will stay above there.
I think that's a good call. Small move higher, positive finish, but nothing too exciting.
All right. Talking about finish. Let's finish the week strong. So we'll be back here tomorrow to let you know what is moving the markets here right now. And if you enjoyed today's show, do us a favor, give us a like. If you feel that this was some good stuff worth sharing, there's a share button underneath that lets you share the show on a variety of, I don't know, channels, social media, email, text, whatever you want to do. And if this is your first time here, consider subscribing. I mean, we'd love to have you here and hang out with you in the mornings. Anyhow, with that said, have a great rest of your day.
Happy trading, everybody.